We are continuing our Shiurim on Binyan Ariela. We are now Kuf Tzadivav. We're in the middle of the Drusha Das. So let's continue. Umeata, in the middle of the page. Muvan er shechokhmahi atika docha, binahi nukva da'atik, v'dat elyon shebe'emsa kolel chasadim v'gvurot. As we explain, you have the Chabad, chokhma, bina, da'at. We're presenting atik, Ducha, Bina reference, Nukva Datik, and the Dat which is represented by Chasadim Gvurot, Hem Trei Itchim Ilain Shebedat Elyon, which is represented by Arich Ampin V'Nukve. Now, Vehem Chub Shebeketer, and as we explained, that's the Shoresh of all the actual brain. Right brain, left brain, and middle brain, the actual brains, we're talking much higher than that. We're talking about the roots of that, which is found again in the thickness of the skull, which is called the shoresh of the keter, the shoresh of the chokhmah, bina, das. Ki atik ve'nukvei hem gar, because we know atik and nukvei, they are the gar, and also we can call it neshama chayichid, again, using our principle of the Eke Kinui, applying this process of similarities between categories, we can say it's Nefesh, Chayiv, Yechida. Therefore, we should not be surprised when we find these words correlating one to the other in the Kitva Ariza, because we'll say, oh, no problem. Nefesh Chai Yechida, of course, that refers to the high Patsufim or the high Sfirot. That should be second nature. Ve'alch Ampin V'nukveyem Shishak Tzavot, which also reference to Nefesh V'ruach Sheleketes, also in the Shoresh of Dvarim. That's Arampim v'nukve. V'lifamim nikraim naran. Sometimes you can refer them as naran, the neshama shebekete. Atika v'nukve hem neshama ruach neshama de shekete. V'arampim nukve hem nefesh de nefesh shebekete. That's a different way. Let's continue. V'chein ader ze, hadat eklalit yesh bat chen itchin she'em chasadim v'gvor. So when you move now, let's step further down. We're moving down the picture, and when we're talking about the dat eklalit, that's not the theoretical dat that we spoke about before, and that's called the dat elyon. We're talking about the dat that we usually mention, which is usually mentioned. Yesh ba'atchei itchin she'em chasadim v'gvurot. We know it's subdivided chasadim gvurot. Dat ha'tachton machia b'neihem. Hakol gam ken chasadim v'gvurot. Harei hem shuv arba b'chinot klolut dat aklali. Shekeneged arba patsufim. So therefore we is now subdividing this dat into four different parts, which are keneged the four different patsufim. The next four patsufim, which is Abba v'ima v'yisra saba tvuna v'hem naran d'ruach shebemochim. Abba v'ima hem neshama ruach d'ruach shebemochim. Excuse me. This is all in brackets, by the way. V'yisra saba tvuna hem nefesh d'ruach shebemochim. O Abba v'ima hem nachi d'bechinat gash shebemochim yasud hem ner ner vak shebemochim. I'm not going to translate it because that's a subdivision. I will leave it at that. Now on page Kuf Tzadik Zayin. V'kavar v'yanu Shebechabad shebechok keter. Remember, we have a chabad in the keter, a chabad inside the circumference, and also the spashas of the chabad. Excuse me. Now, the chabad shebeketer shehem chub dat elyon. Sorry, just one second. Okay, so let's take that again. Kevar bi'anu shebechabad at the top of the page kuf tzadik zayin. Kevar bi'anu shebechabad shebeketer hem chub dat elyon. We're talking about the Chabad and Shibakete, and there's a Chochma Bina and Dat Elyon. Nikhaim Chabad Stam. That's called the Chabad Stam. Now the Chabad Shibamochim, but that's Chabad number two that we spoke about earlier on. Had Trei Itrin with Dat Tachton. That's considered the Trei Itrin and the Dat Tachton. Nikhaim Chagat Stam. That's going to be the Chagat Stam. Again, everything that we spoke about till now is all in the head. Now, Bahare Shirefi Kinuem Durushadad Yotse comes out as follows, according to Durushadad, Shechabad v'chagat akolim shel kol parzuf, when we're talking about the Chabad and the Chagad, Akolim shel kol partsuv, Shehem shmone partsuvim atik venukve, ach ampim venukve, abba veima, yisra sabba tvuna, kulam em berosh partsuv bilvad. So it comes out, according to the systematic counting of the partsuvim, according to Dusha Das, that means all eight partsuvim are actually found in the head. Very interesting. Ve'em ba'amitut gar kachav. They're considered to be the Keter Chochma Bina. The Kol HaGuf Hem Zayin Tachtoni Shel HaPartuf Min HaGorem B'Lemata Nikra Al Pi Drush HaDad Nahi Bilvad. And everything else from the neck downwards excuse me, that's going to be considered to be Nahi. V'Gam BeGuf Shel Arba Partsufim, and even inside the Guf you find the four Partsufim, Ki Netzav Hod Hem Yisrael V'Leah or Rachel Gdola, v'yesod that's be called shnei partsuf shem Yaakov Rachel, shem Chabad Chub Chug shebeguf. That's also a third type of Chabad in the guf, which is called Chub Chug. V'em gar or neshama chay yichida v'vak nefesh ruach shebeguf, ki Yisrael v'leah hem gar shebeguf. Alright, this one gets a little bit tricky. Sometimes we're talking about the gar, that means the gimel rishona, which is keter chochma bina, but really it's the gar of the goof. The Yaakov and Rachel hem vak shebeguf, and they're going to be a vak of the vak. And nikra Yisrael Leah, Yisrael Leah, neshama ruach nefesh shebeguf, and Yaakov and Rachel can also be called nefesh shebe nefesh shebeguf, harem naran shebeguf the goof, nefesh shebeguf. Bekozu mechudash meod. This is a chidush nifla. Ki lefi anal shebekol partsuf chabad chagat hem berosh, v'nai hem beguf kulo. V'lefi sede apashut bekol makom chabad em tlat mochim shebeguf sheberosh. Because we find, why is it such a big chidush? Because usually we find that the chabad is again right and left brain in the head, and the chagat hentchei. Excuse me. They are the right and left arms and the goof. And nai, that is two legs and the yisod. Divrei Hadrusha Da'at Nal Efshar Le'avinam Kepshutam Api Seda Itlavshut Partsufim Atzilut Ze Beze. Ki Rosh Atik V'Rosh Archampim Em Migulim Limala V'Em Chab Chub Chub Shebeketer. So the way we can explain is as follows. Remember when we spoke about the halbasha of the partsufim, we spoke about atik, and around atik we spoke about arich being on top of atik. Where exactly? By the neck downwards. So all you'd be have, all if you take a step back, you'd see the head of atik, and then underneath that you'd see the head of arich and the goof of arich. So those two heads are considered to be keter. Again, ki rosh atik v'rosh archampim hem migulim lemala, they are considered to be, sorry, not keter, but chub chug shebeketer, to be more precise. The chokhma bina and the chasadim and gvurot of the keter. Nikrai b'chalalot chabad, they are also considered to be chabad. Shaharihem rosh partsuf, because that is the head of the partsuf. Now, abba v'ima v'yusra saba, הם המוחים שבאצילות מלבישים לחגת דארחמפין ולכן נקרא הם חגת דכללות. So where is going to be in this bigger picture of the world of אצילות, where is going to be the חגת? That's going to be in ארך, כמו שכתוב בדרוש הדת. אבל לפי האמת הם תלת מוחים שבראש. But the truth of the matter is it's really only three heads or three brains in the head of ארחמפין. Ki abba ve'imahem chub, they're the chokhma bina, v'yisasa betvuna, and that kolel chug. V'lezun, em guf atzilut, and the zun is going to be in place of the guf. Hagam hu zad dechlalut, even though it's only the zayin tachlon dechlalut, harem malbishim l'nai da'arachampim. But when you look vis-a-vis zun, where is vis-a-vis the Achampim, that's on the Netzer Hod Yisod of Achampim. That's why it's not a stira and not something incredibly mechudesh to say that Zun is a Nahi. Because it's talking about vis-a-vis connection with Zun and Achampim. Even though that we know in a different reference, we know that Zun is referred to the Zayin Tachtonim of the world of Atzilut. So therefore, there we have it. That's the punchline over here. Incredibly important over here is that when we find the Arizal apparently trying to mix us up, quote unquote, to what he said early on, in order to hide the truth, right? Megale tefach umechase tefachayim, that he's only revealing a part of the truth, when he's referring to all these different types of chalukas, but the truth of the matter is, it's really the exact same picture viewed in a different way. So either we can view all this tremendous patsufim and sfirot in the framework of Atzilut, the world of Atzilut, and therefore we have the normal chaluk of Chabot Chagat Nahi, and the patsufim of all the Yud-based patsufim laid out very simply, or a more complicated version of that is looking at the halbasha of the patsufim, and due to that halbasha, we can divide the patsufim sfirot in a different way. But at the end of the day, the picture is still the same. Let's continue. V'hine, klalim elu hem yisodot gdolim nufleim. So again, he's emphasizing that these are tremendous, tremendous secrets and the basis of the writings of the Arizal, all based on this. V'al piyem yuvanu harbe sugiyot tehomot v'neroot kistirot. With this, we can answer up a lot of apparent contradictions that make absolutely no sense to us. Umaral Rashash Zal Kata Bagdamat Al Chovat HaNa'ar, and the Rashash writes at the beginning of Chovat HaNa'ar of Zayin Amud Dalet Dibur Lachan Klal Ole, that Ki Al Pi Yisodi Drush Hadash Yesh Tzedek Kinuyim Kol Pchatei Bechinot Shebekavanot HaTfila. And with this we can understand fully all that there is in all the Kitvei Arizal. Now, with that, we explain the 12 parzufim and how they fit into the 9 sfirot. Shekstav Rav Chaim Mita Bedush Adat. Aval Maran Rashash Habakdam Rechov Tanar Sham Chilek Beofen Yoter Prati. The Rashash goes into more detail. Aba Eschei Parzufim. He splits it into not 12 but 14 parzufim and 10 sfirot. V'hu Begar Chilkenu. Because the Gal split into 8 Partsufim, Atik Venukve, that's a Chuk, Arich Venukve, that's a Dat Elyon, Abba V'ima, which is represented by Chesed Gvua, Yisasava Tvuna, which is represented by Tiferin, the Guf de Atzilut, Shua Shisha Ktsavot Bechlalot Atzilut, Anu Mechalkim Shisha Partsufim, Vehine, Vohu, Kinetza Vohod, Hem Ze Venukve Agdolim, Shem Yisrael Veleya, Vehem Shisha Ktsavot de Ma, Vishisha כסבות הבן ויסוד הוא יעקב רחל הקטנים שהם חללות רחל הקטנה ויעקב ורחל אלו עשו שתי יתרות יסודות שישה קצוות דמה ושישה קצוות הבן ומלכות העשירית and finally the last ספירה which is מלכות which is the 10th one he melech השביעה כולל היא רחל הגדולה. That's going to refer to the parts of רחל גדולה נעשית במלכות. דמה ומלכות דבן נקראים שתי מלכויות דאלו יעקב ורחל הגדולים. בכללות נקראים רחל הגדולה. And that's going to refer to רחל הגדולה. So a different type of חלוקה. Just instead of 12 he's making 14 and instead of 9 ספירות making 10. והוא צריך מהרן רשש לחלק כן כדי ללמוד לנו מי הם מי הבחינת הנוקבה ורחל המזדווגת עם יעקב בפני זה בתפילות חול. This is what I want to explain to us in שעה כבונות. He speaks about all the different zivugim between the different parzufim, so in order to understand that we have to come into a different type of חלוקה. והרי רחל גדולה זיווגה במוסף בשבת דווקא When we talk about a zivuk in Musaf, that's dafka by chal gdola. V'lchein bi'er heitiv, bi'er v'yashev ke'er b'chol v'nukva nigdelit be'achor, nitzeret be'zas, toshita z'nesira, she goes in front of Zam, v'chozet panim v'panim, imi patsuf Yaakov b'fnei Zam, and she, even though she goes in front of Zam, she's not going to make a zivuk with Zam, but rather with Yaakov. והיא רחל קטנה שהיא נוגבת בחינת התרות יסודות דבק דמה ובהם דברים נפלאים למי שמסכילם. So those who understand this and profoundly understand the tremendous aid that the Rishash has done for us in order to understand all this. ומעטה מובן היטב מה שכתוב רב חיים ויטל זל בתחילת הדרוש הדעת דלול לידיעה הדרוש הזה אין שום ידיעה שחושית בענייני העשר ספירות. And now with this we can understand what the Rav Chaim Vital explained to us at the beginning of Dush Hadas, that without this idea, we wouldn't have any explanation of the Dush Hadas whatsoever. We wouldn't understand exactly what the Rizal is speaking about. But now that we have the Dush Hadas, that is sort of the mafteach, the keys to understanding everything that the Rizal said. So it's kedai to go over this again when you're on time, and to go through all the chalukim, how we generate partsufim through the different sfirot, and how that's related to the halbasha, and how that's related also to the world of tzirut. When you put all that together, you have a tremendous start on anybody else learning Arizal without the Dush HaDa'at. Okay, we're going to stop it here.